The amazing thing about Kindred was how unsuccessful he was at enforcing the law. Ever since the days when he was the enrollment officer for the Confederacy in Lavaca County, Texas, he had failed to carry out his duties properly or even completely. He hardly ever caught a draft dodger, and when he did round up one or two, it was always with lots of help from the county sheriff and the home guards, who were sometimes called heel flies because they were such pests to just about everybody in the county. Especially to the men they were trying to force into joining an army that was fighting a war that they had no desire to fight. The only thing that had separated the draft dodgers and the deserters from Kindred and the home guards when it came to taking a stand on the war was their courage. The dodgers and the deserters had the grit to take a stand, while most of the guards had joined the local militia to avoid the real fighting. Kindred fit right in with the heel flies. He had been one of the first to raise the Confederate flag when Texas seceded from the Union in 61, and as soon as the war was apparently lost, he left the service of the Confederacy and got himself an appointment as a deputy sheriff of Lavaca County. As the county enrolling officer, Kindred learned that more money could be made under the table than above it. He accepted bribes from those men who were just as eager as he was to stay out of the fighting, but he never seemed to be able to save any of that gold for the future. As a deputy sheriff collecting the county's taxes, he found the pickings a bit slimmer, so he turned to robbery, highway robbery. He put together a band of outlaws, and he led them in raids on freight wagon trains in neighboring counties. Finally, he was recognized and arrested. He lost his badge, but he was released on bail. Robbing a few freight wagons wasn't Kindred's worst crime, however. While free on bond, he tried his hand at rustling with the aid of two of Lavaca County's worst menaces, the Detchen brothers, Farley and Harlan, the foster sons of the county's most notorious female, Sophia Campbell. Kindred and his gang tried to steal a mixed herd that was being driven from Lavaca County to New Orleans. Denton Slater, the young owner of Glengarry Plantation, ramrodded the drive with the help of his older brother, Cleet. Jess Tate, the owner of Double Star Ranch and Cleet Slater's best friend, provided all but two of the drovers for the task. The exceptions were Harlan and Farley Detchen. On the trail to Louisiana, the Detchens murdered Jess Tate, threw his body into the Sabine River, then tried to make it look like Tate had met with an accident and had been swept down the river. While Keith Slater was off looking for Tate, the Detchens slipped away from the trail crew and joined Kindred and the rest of the gang. They set up an ambush in Louisiana. Keith Slater returned in time to foil Kindred's raid, but he was too late to save his brother, who was fatally wounded by an outlaw bullet. The murders of his best friend and his brother put Cleet Slater on a blood trail. He swore that he wouldn't let their deaths go unavenged. He started his vendetta by hanging the two outlaws that he and the Double Star hands had captured in Louisiana, and by hanging another one that they caught up with in Lavaca County. Knowing that Slater was gunning for them, the Detchens hid behind their foster mother's skirts on her ranch. Kindred and his gang thought to escape Slater's wrath by running off to Mexico. Before he could wreak complete vengeance on the Detchens, Kindred, and the other outlaws, Slater was falsely accused and convicted of a crime against the Union Army, robbing supply wagons. He was sentenced to hang, but he escaped and rode off to Mexico in pursuit of Kindred and his gang. His own name blackened, Slater assumed a new identity, calling himself Slate Creed. True to form, Kindred chose the wrong side in the Mexican Civil War, joining the monarchist forces in Matamoros. Every man in his gang was killed in the fighting. Kindred escaped the Juaristas and found his way back to Lavaca County, where the charges against him for robbing a freight caravan had been dropped. Colonel Markham, the federal military commander for the area, wanted to see Cleet Slater at the end of a rope, but his hands were tied somewhat because he was married to Slater's sister, Melinda. He needed someone else to do his dirty work. He found the perfect man in Kindred. Markham arranged to have Kindred appointed a deputy marshal, working for the Army. His assignment was to catch Cleet Slater, alias Slate Creed, and see that he became dead. Kindred relished the task because now he was the hunter instead of the prey. He hired the Detchen brothers to help him find and kill Creed. They learned that Creed had been in Victoria, but that he had left there for Indianola, where he was to take a ship to New Orleans. The three crooked lawmen hurried to the port town, but they were too late. Creed's ship was already churning up the water, headed for the open sea. Angry that he had gotten away from them, the Detchens murdered his two friends, Kent and Clark Reeves, who were on the dock to see him off. Creed saw his friends die. He ran to his cabin and fetched his rifle. Although the steamer was moving away from his target, he shot and killed Harlan Detchen.